everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. You're listening to Lynette, and this is Living with Dissociative Identity Disorder. Today's podcast is going to be about how I met my current boyfriend 7 years ago. So let's just go ahead and get into this podcast. Okay, so I met my boyfriend 7 years ago online, and it's really kind of crazy how we initially started talking. So back then, which seems like a long time now that I actually think about it, when I first met him, I had actually posted a Craigslist ad on the personals section of Craigslist. And my post, I included two pictures. I included one picture of my face and then one of me kind of standing a little bit back further from the camera. And the reason why I did this is because a lot of people, they initially want to see what you look like from head to toe, as well as your face. So I figured, okay, I'm not going to strip and get down and be immoral, you know, and be trashy when my whole post was about looking for a relationship. I wanted to get to know someone, and during that time, that was like the best option for me. Now, that's not to say that I wasn't able to get like a boyfriend offline. I felt like I needed a different approach. And so I posted a Craigslist ad, and it took me like 2 days to actually meet this guy, right? So the first day, almost immediately after I submitted my post, I started receiving emails, like a lot of emails. Now, I'm not like a model or, you know, the most beautiful girl like in the world. I'm not. And I can admit that, and I'm fine with that. However, I'm not hideous either. So I kind of expected to get like a lot of emails and everything. However, the amount of emails I got kind of had me wanting to delete my whole email after the first day, because I had like back-to-back emails, like my inbox filled up. And back then I did not have an iPhone. I had an Android that did not like me. So yeah, that's a whole different story. But I kept on getting like emails from guys who just wanted to ask me for nudes, and it's weird because nowadays that's what a lot of people complain about. Like, no, honey, I got those emails like a long time ago. So I denied their request, and I continually did so until they left me alone. But not only did I get those type of emails, but I also got emails from people who just wanted to waste my time and, you know, didn't really have any angle insight. They just wanted to test the waters and see where it went and things like that, but not like seriously. They wanted a friend with benefits, and I'm not that friendly. So I figured if I was going to have the benefits, I might as well have the relationship too. And that's my whole thing. I don't believe in that friends with benefits stuff. I feel like that's like a front. And I mean, do you? If that's what you're about and you like to have friends with benefits, then hey, I'm not your mother. I'm not God either. So I can't whoop you. I can't tell you, hey, you shouldn't do this just because I don't like it. You know, it's kind of weird and hypocritical. I'm not sleeping with you. So, but it took me like all day. Like, I got through all those emails and I didn't have like anything to do. So, you know, that's part of the reason why I felt so comfortable with making the post, because I knew I was going to get like a lot of messages and everything. And my daughter was spending the weekend with my mother. And so I figured I could go out on a date and get to know someone if things went the way that I was hoping that they would have. And so everything was going well after I got through the multiple weirdos. And eventually I reached the bottom of the emails and they started slowly coming in, you know. And I was in contact with one of these guys, and he was an officer here locally, and that was completely fine with me. I don't care about your profession, as long as you have one, or at least trying, you know, officially to get one. And so him being a police officer was completely fine with me. I dated one before, and actually a state trooper. But to me, they're all, you know, pretty much the same. But, you know, I didn't have an issue with that. However, he was just like everyone else that was emailing me. He was just looking to waste time. And so, eventually, I didn't say anything, and I think he got the hint, and he didn't say anything either. So I was like, okay, maybe I should just erase my email. And it was like probably around the same time it is right now, which is like 11 o'clock p.m. Well, it's like 11:36 here. But it was around the same time, if I'm not mistaken, and I received this email. And in the email, in my post on Craigslist, I posted that I wanted someone to respond with a specific type of email's subject line. And in the email body itself, I wanted them to go into detail about themselves and what they were looking for, as well as something about who they were. I didn't want a description of themselves because I felt like the picture that they included would have been sufficient. So I wanted to have a description of who they are in their eyes. You know, like, honestly, tell me who you think you are. And this email had the subject line that I requested. 99% of the emails that I received did not. And that should have been like red flag number one. So I did not take those other ones as seriously as the 1% that did. And there was like literally like two or three. I think it might have been three. But the police officer and my current boyfriend, as well as I think another guy, I think they were like the only ones that actually responded to my ad with the subject line change. But he, my boyfriend, he actually was the only one to go into detail and write this full heartfelt email. Like, if I could have pulled it up on my computer, like, it would have been a full email. You know, one of those, like, those emails that you get from, like, your employer, those type of emails. Like, it was a full email. He took his time and he wrote. And I read every last word. And by the end of the email, by the middle of the email, I actually was wondering, like, is this guy real? Because he mentioned that he was originally from Senegal, West Africa, and he moved here, but he also still has an accent, and most of his family is still in Senegal, and all this stuff that it just, you know, I asked for it, but then when he reciprocated all this information, I actually was wondering, like, are you for real? And one of the other guys that actually responded to my post with the subject line "as I need it," he was a scammer. So that's why I was kind of like wondering, like, are you for real? Because not only did he respond with the correct subject line, he also went into like full detail. And then he was like, I'm from West Africa. And I was like, oh no, shoot, gosh darn it. But he was like, I live here. And I'm like, really, really close, but my job brings me back and forth and all through the state and other states. And I was like, oh my gosh, yo, are you a truck driver? Like, I have no... Okay, the ew part is because I dated a couple of truck drivers in the past and it just didn't work out. They were cheaters and liars, and pretty much one of them even broke my heart. So I was like, ew, because of that. But but he's not a truck driver, and he's actually into technology. And so the whole thing was like kind of sketchy at first. But when I got to the bottom of the email, I was like, okay, I know what I'm gonna do. If he's a scammer and he's not really a person, he's like a robot or something, he will not respond accordingly to this next email. So my next email was pretty much very, very short and straight to the point, because I felt like I don't know if I'm gonna waste my time or not. And so when I sent the email, he responded almost immediately. And he went into another long email. And in this email, he pretty much cleared up everything. And he won me over. So we continued to talk. He asked me questions and I reciprocated. And I answered his questions, and he asked me if I needed any more questions, and I did. And so we just kept going back and forth until I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I told him, I said, you know, usually I text this long. So he said, well, why don't you text me? And then he gave me his number. And so I did. I texted him. And we text back and forth for like a whole week. And we got to know each other and realized that we really needed to meet. And so we met. And one thing led to another, and we had amazing sex. And the sex was like icing on the cake. Like thick icing. Like the best icing that you can imagine that you ever had. Like, it was the best icing ever. And I had extra. So, it was amazing. It was a wonderful evening. I'm just gonna tell you. It was raining outside when he came. And I remember seeing his beautiful, beautiful dark skin against the light that was coming in from my window, and how the rain was falling on the window, and it was creating this scenery, and how it looked against his skin was like amazing. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that evening ended with a whole relationship. Like, he did confirm to me, because I asked him a couple of days ago. I asked him, when did you know that you fell in love with me? And he was like, after our first night together, I realized that I didn't want to stop thinking about you. I really wanted to be yours, and I wanted you to be mine. And so I continue to text and try to come see you, and I wanted to be with you 100%. I didn't want to stop thinking about you. And that's when I knew that I loved you and I was in love with you. And I was like, oh, if I could punch you in your face. Because I'm weird like that. And so he laughed, I laughed, we both laughed. But I realized that I fell in love with him. I think after our second night together, and I wanted to be with him, like, forever. And so we dated and we continued to date. And so, yeah, that's like the beginning of our rocky relationship. And our relationship wasn't rocky because of anything that he did. And I hit on this in my last podcast titled Trust Issues. And but yeah, I recently, back in February, which is also in the Trust Issues segment or episode, I also hit on this as well. But back in February, I found out what was really causing my issues, and that's me having alters. And I didn't know I had alters, and I didn't know that my emotions weren't necessarily mine. And so that caused me to break up with him so many times. And I ended up, even after I broke up with him, he always came back. Not me going back to him, which usually is the case. You know, someone breaks up with you, they come back to you because they realize, hey, I messed up, take me back, please. You know, it's completely the opposite with him. I never went back to him. he always wanted to take me back. And I couldn't understand that, like, at all. And just recently, when I was communicating and I was talking with him, and I asked him, I said, why did you not allow me to ask you to take me back? Why did you always want me back? You know? And he said, and I'm going to end on this note. He said, because I love you and I always have loved you ever since the first night we was together. I loved you then and I always have loved you. You are my heart. That was enough for me. So, yes. We met 7 years ago, people. 7 years ago. Online, through email, Craigslist. I hope you all are having a wonderful evening and you are enjoying this summer. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.